Is the rise of AI inevitable? It may be, because the startling powers of ChatGPT and other large language models are not just some recent tech fad, but emerge out of decades of research and investment that has built the foundations of what may soon be an artificial general intelligence. Here with key insights about how technology is rapidly changing the world as we know it is Bob Muglia, author, along with journalist Steve Hamm, of The Datapreneurs, The Promise of AI and the Creators Building Our Future. Bob is a data technology investor and business executive, the former CEO of Snowflake, and past president of Microsoft's Server and Tools Division. Here he is to share five big ideas from the book.
Hi, I'm Bob Muglia, and together with my co-author, Steve Hamm, I've written a new book called The Datapreneurs. It's about the promise of AI and the creators that are building our future. I've spent my career in the data world, and while I was an executive at Microsoft and the CEO of Snowflake, I helped companies of all sizes to introduce data into their business and to help them drive better business results. Now I work with smaller companies and the next generation of data entrepreneurs, or datapreneurs, that are helping to build our future. I'd like to share some insights with you and some big ideas from my career that are reflected in the book. Here's the first one. The first idea I'd like to introduce is the arc of data innovation. It certainly seems like technology changes are happening at an incredibly rapid pace right now. This has happened because of a long-term series of innovations that have occurred over the last 50 years in technology, particularly around data. We've seen data progress from the earliest days of relational databases to the business systems that run our businesses today, to the use of the internet and the way we can share information both on the web and through the many social media tools that are available today. Building on the internet, the cloud and the modern data stack have enabled companies to work with vast amounts of data and deliver new insights to their people. Now, all of this is coming together with increasing speed as we see AI progressing and taking our world into the future. This is a history over time that is explained in The Datapreneurs with a focus on the people, the innovators, and the key innovations that have created where we are today in the world of technology and AI. The second big idea I'd like to talk about is that the heart and soul of any company are their people and their data. Now, people have always been at the center of companies since the beginning of time, and they've always played a key role in helping to serve customer needs. In today's modern world, data and information about your business and about your customers are critical to the success of every company. The Datapreneurs talks about key technical advances in the data world that have helped organizations to get more in touch with their customers. It tells the story of the evolution of the data industry from the perspective of the innovators, the people that are delivering some of the key technical innovations driving business today. Now, as we move forward, this combination of people working together with technology becomes even more important. Intelligent machines powered by AI will perform many tasks for us. But these machines will be guided by people and the values that we instill in them. So now more than ever, it is really people, together with our values, that will determine our future. The third idea I'd like to talk about is the importance of values within an organization. Every company, every organization, needs to have a set of values that provide employees with the guidance for how they operate on a day-to-day basis. When an organization properly establishes a set of values, they provide a day-to-day description and advice to employees to help them solve the problems that they face on a day-to-day basis. At Snowflake, values were a very important part of what we did as a company, and they were a part of our heart and soul. They were developed over a several-year process that was quite organic and included people throughout the organization. Once they were established, they were adopted deeply throughout the organization, and as CEO, I reinforced the Snowflake values in every team meeting as well as in just about every discussion I had with employees. If treated seriously, Values can provide honest guidance for companies to be successful with customers. At Snowflake, our first value was that we put our customers first. And it made a big difference in how the company operated. Putting our customers first was a value that we lived at Snowflake every day. Values are particularly important for technology organizations, which today are providing the services that deliver information on a day-to-day basis. The products and services that technology companies create are a product of the values of that organization. And the company values are incorporated into the resulting service that we see every day. This will become even more true over time as machine learning takes a broader and broader role in providing and delivering those services. Artificial intelligence and machine learning will be programmed to operate based on the values of an organization. So establishing, explaining, and reinforcing strong cultural values are critically important for all technology companies. Values are a central theme throughout my career, and it was a central part of the overall Datapreneur's book. As we move forward, I can think of nothing more important than company values for the technical organizations that are building this next generation of services, those services that are powered by AI that will shape our future. The fourth idea is a model-driven world. A model is a representation of an idea or a thing, and it encapsulates at least some of the knowledge required to create it. People have been modeling for centuries. Renaissance artists created models of their cathedrals and other masterpieces. A model could really be anything: instructions or a recipe, a sketch, a clay miniature, or the steps in a business process that are needed to close a sale. These are all examples of models. Technology is impacting all aspects of business and in our lives. Most models today are created on computers. A computer model is a digital representation of the real world. Some of these models are very formal. For example, the architectural drawings for a new building that are submitted to a city agency, or the computer-aided design models for a new airplane wing or an electric car. But most models are pretty formal. They're ideas created by people, often with very little documentation. The classic sketch on the back of a napkin, or a picture of a whiteboard, or perhaps a document that describes a business process. Every company uses software applications and a variety of tools to help them run their business. The software applications underlying these businesses contain logic, the processes which businesses run on. This logic is opaque to most people. Business people really don't know how things work. This is about to change. Machine learning and AI are a type of modeling that is being very broadly applied across the industry. It uses statistics and probabilities to make predictions and to help companies make decisions. These are models, and as they become more sophisticated over time, with more artificial intelligence applied, their ability to impact business is expanding. We see this with a whole explosion of new ideas for AI products and services that have happened over the last few months. Now, models that incorporate machine intelligence can help people in their jobs and in their daily lives. This intelligence can be used to solve a variety of different problems, but these solutions require the combination of intelligence within a model together with knowledge to make it happen. Knowledge is having sufficient information or data together with its analysis and conclusions. In today's world, data comes in all forms: documents, web pages, relational databases, log files, pictures, videos, sensor data, you name it. Analysis can turn that data into knowledge, knowledge that can be applied to solve business problems. One particularly interesting way for knowledge to be stored is called a knowledge graph. A knowledge graph is a database that can represent things, events, concepts, and relationships. As we try to represent more complex concepts within software, knowledge graphs provide a way to formally model them and to describe them in a way that people can understand. Perhaps even more interestingly, a relational knowledge graph is built using relational mathematics, and that can allow these models to become fully executable. In other words, a business person can describe the process for a business, ultimately in a language they understand, such as English, and the system can execute that process directly. This is how modeling is affecting the world. Technology is delivering a whole new generation of model-driven services that can intelligently help us to solve problems of all types. The combination of artificial intelligence model with the intelligence that they deliver, together with data and knowledge of all forms, will transform us from a software-driven world into a new future, a model-driven world. Idea 5. Isaac Asimov was right. Since late last year, we've seen tech companies announce a series of stunning advances in artificial intelligence. ChatGPT, and then following on to that, GPT-4, have shown new capabilities in machines that we never thought were possible. It's now reasonable to believe that within the next few years, say within the next decade, we'll see systems that demonstrate what's called artificial general intelligence. In other words, machines that are as smart as an average person. Now, industry leaders generally acknowledge that the government has a role to play in regulation of artificial intelligence, but it's not really clear what needs to be done and who should do it. How are we going to control and limit the use of AI by people who have malicious intentions? And how do we regulate artificial intelligence as they get smarter and smarter without stunting innovation? I think it's interesting to look at the past, and particularly Isaac Asimov, who was really a genius and a prophet. He had predicted much of what we now see today in his many robot novels and short stories. In his 1942 short story, Runaround, before the advent of digital computers, he published what we now know as Asimov's Three Laws of Robotics. The first law is a robot may not harm a human being, or through inaction allow a human being to come to harm. The second law is a robot must obey orders given to it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. The third law is a robot must protect his own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law. Now, as we look forward over the next few years, the artificial intelligence and services that are introduced will be tools created by people, just like the robots that Asimov predicted back in the 1940s. Now, people will have different intentions, and they will apply AI to just about every purpose, the good, the bad, and unfortunately, the evil. So the companies and organizations that create these new AI services must assume responsibility for the actions that they perform. Existing laws can be used with AI, and they can be applied to the people and organizations responsible for AI systems. But they are insufficient to cover these new products. We can look to Asimov's laws of robotics to provide us with guidance as we begin to build new legislation that's targeted at covering the rules and regulations associated with how people apply AI to every possible purpose. Now, Asimov's first law prevents the creation of killer robots and suicide drones. So this is an area where governments and organizations need to work together to deal with AI and how it applies to warfare. Perhaps something similar to the United Nations Treaty on Non-Proliferation for Nuclear Weapons would be appropriate to limit and manage the use of killer robots by militaries in war. There will be challenges and problems, but I'm confident that artificial intelligence is an incredible tool which will enrich people's lives in ways that we can't even predict right now. In fact, AI is going to change our lives in many ways. Ultimately, it looks like AI will continue to get smarter and smarter, and ultimately, it will become the equals of us, and perhaps it will have capabilities that vastly exceed us eventually. So as AI continues to grow in intelligence, how will we be able to control it? Again, we can look to Isaac Asimov for guidance. Later in his career, in his later robot novels, the robots became more sophisticated, and some of them assumed capabilities that we would today call an AGI. In fact, they played a very significant role in helping people to govern society. Because they were governed by the three laws, these robots had people's best interest in mind, and they were benevolent. However, those robots recognized that the three laws were insufficient. So Asimov added what he later called the zeroth law, which is a founding principle that I think we must apply to AGIs and superintelligent entities that we create in the future. Asimov's zero law is that a robot must not harm humanity, or by inaction allow humanity to come to harm. This zeroth law raises a whole lot of questions. It requires governments to work together to build some form of social contract that ensures that the actions of intelligent machines are aligned with the well-being of humanity. I think this starts by treating the entities that we create as partners in our future. People will decide the capabilities that are provided by these systems, and it's critical that we put in place the mechanisms to control them over time. While the details are still unclear, I'm optimistic that this can be done. In fact, I'm confident that the world of robotics in the future can create a better world for all of us. A world of plenty where people can have the opportunity to live happily and maximize their potential. The machines of the future can help us to achieve a better future for all of us. But it's important that we recognize that this can only be done by putting in place regulations that will help to manage and control these systems, these new entities that mankind creates.
Thank you, Bob. That was 5 big ideas from The Datapreneurs, The Promise of AI and the Creators Building Our Future by Bob Muglia with Steve Hamm. You might also be interested in our book bite for At the Speed of Irrelevance, How America Blew Its AI Leadership Position and How to Regain It. You can find it here in the app. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.